Welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast where we try to help Black people feel seen. Please rate us and write us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. 5 stars only because we are 5-star bitches worthy of Gotti. I'm your host, Sequoia, and today joining me to talk about the card game Uno. Returning to the show, we have Tiffany Cherie and Kevin Chestnut. Say what's up, y'all.
Who goes first?
I'm going to go first. Uno, one card left. I'm going first.
Sorry.
I'm Tiffany. Thank you for having me, Sequoia. So honored to be here. I know you don't like playing Uno. Every time I'd be asking you to play, you'd be like, I don't want to play Uno. So just happy that we're entertaining this.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I am Black People Love Paramore guest number one, Kevin Chestnut.
And what?
You know what I'm saying?
As Drake says, it ain't about, you know what? Never mind. Forget it.
Yeah, we don't even like that nigga.
My skin who shall not be named.
Right. He done pissed us off. I talked about him on literally every episode, I feel like. Even since then, I've talked about him.
Since then, specifically,
I have prefaced it with fuck that nigga every time, though, but I've still talked about him.
Honestly, yeah. I haven't been able to listen to him like a lot since, but I know that's not where we're here, so
right. No, okay.
I mean, I have thoughts, but I'll keep them to myself.
Right. Before we get into talk about Uno, we have In My Defense. In My Defense is our segment where we bring one of our unpopular opinions and defend it for you all. I have one this week. Do y'all two have an In My Defense that y'all would like to share?
Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. Kevin, you go first because you sounded
real confident about
it. They had a lot of confidence in the absolute. So you going with that, Kevin.
Yeah, so you know what? Calling the police on people, not that bad. Sometimes you got to call the police on people.
We started out so fucking hot. That was scorching.
Okay.
That was very warm.
Okay. All right. That's not what I thought. Okay.
I wasn't prepared for that whatsoever.
Okay. Sometimes you just got to call them.
I'm happy that Kevin went ahead and started because
I'm not going to agree or disagree. Right. I'm going to move forward.
No thoughts.
Yep. My unpopular opinion is I think y'all give Damson Idris way too much.
Oh.
I think I'll give him way too much.
I'm so triggered by both of these. I can't believe that y'all are on my motherfucking show and start like this. They're not supposed to be unpopular for me. They're supposed to be unpopular for everybody else. You already know the deal.
I think I'll give him a lot.
Here's the thing about mine also. So to bring
you're
it
not
back.
Defending it.
Somebody was literally stabbed in front of my building last week. On this day, 1 week ago, someone was stabbed.
And what is one to do?
And guess what? That person lives on my floor, around the corner from me and my child. It's some people you just gotta call the police on.
Because if it comes down to calling the cops or my child, the likelihood that I call the cops is very high. So,
I hear you. Thank you.
Tiffany, would you like to further defend your...
No, I can't, I can't like get into it because I value my career and my profession.
Okay, but you can't really get into it, okay.
Yeah, I just think y'all give him a lot. I'll give him a lot. Like, I don't know. I also think we give Michael B. Jordan a lot. Like,
okay, you're talking about every one of my men. We're talking about all of them.
Okay, well, we can talk offline about the receipts.
You talking about
does Garrick know?
Yeah, he know.
Oh, he do? Okay. Where he at?
Okay. Don't worry about where he at. Worry about what you doing.
Franklin can team up together because I don't really see it. But
you know what? I'm going to finish off this In My Defense because y'all have absolutely lost your motherfucking minds. And I'm going to, mine is so muted this week. Like, it's very much giving very much nothing. I think I'm running dry on In My Defenses. I feel like I've given y'all all of my hot takes that I could possibly give y'all. I'm about to start relying on the guests only because I ain't got too much more. I was wondering, I came across the TikTok and it threw me off a little bit. I'm more confused than anything. Is mixed company not a specifically Black phrase?
Absolutely, it is.
Right.
I've only heard Black people say that.
I heard a white TikToker
That's not right.
It didn't feel right to me. It didn't sit right in my spirit. Right. She said that she was in mixed company and she was referring to her family with different political views. And I said,
She probably just learned that and tested it out.
Absolutely. She was trying it out.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
She was trying it on. She walked around the room with it.
And it wasn't right. It wasn't wrong. Like, you know, like she used context clues and like technically she used the word right, but it wasn't right. It wasn't right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't
it. It didn't sit right with your spirit, which she hasn't learned yet, but she will. She will.
It's giving when like white people use like black emojis. That's what it's giving. Like
now, what? White people use black emojis.
Have you not? I mean, have you not just seen on Twitter? Like, you look at somebody's tweet and you're like, that emoji.
I have never seen that.
You've never seen that? If
I saw a white person using a black emoji, I would be stunned.
Okay, you're gonna be on Twitter enough then.
I'll be on the app, but I'll be seeing that go on. I ain't never seen
like,
that.
That hand,
dark for you. Like, what? Really what would
who are you? And what were you talking about before you sent that tweet? I need to know.
Right. What context was this?
For that to be your default hand color. You know? Oh, wow. Lisa Marie Presley just died.
Oh, shit.
At 54 from cardiac arrest.
Oh, shit. Things we find on the podcast. Kevin, you missed that. Lisa Marie Presley just died.
Oh, I'm not shocked. She went to the hospital earlier.
Yeah. Her and her mom were at the Golden Globes and Elvis after party last night.
Damn.
Yep. And now I feel bad because we were just talking about how terrible she looks. So,
damn. You
know, that's how it should be happening. Now we know why.
You did it. Now we know. Like how I killed the queen. You did it.
Yeah, you're on the queen.
Lisa. Yeah, that's a lot. Okay.
It'd be like that. But to be fair, her daddy died of the same thing, but he was much younger. So,
okay.
That do seem like a hereditary thing. I understand.
Yeah. Right. And her grandma. Her grandma died at like 46 from a heart attack. Like this runs in the family.
Well, she lived the longest, to be fair. 54.
Yeah. She got 54 out of that.
That's crazy.
You really got to take care of your heart.
Yeah.
You really got to take care of your heart. If you got family stuff like that, you got to be like from birth taking real good care of your heart.
Mm-hmm. I'm a vegan baby.
Oh my God. I met somebody recently who has never eaten meat. They were on this podcast. It was a couple guests ago.
And that's how I know you're not Southern. That's how I know right there. Well, because we're not doing that. Like, it's cute. It's cute in theory. I did it for 45 days.
Oh, that's a long time. Yeah.
It was. I felt great, though. I looked fantastic. Like, I was so skinny. And then once I started eating meat, like, my stomach was fucked up. Like, it was pain I had never had before.
Yeah, you know, I actually meant to accost you about that because I was like, how does the person on the soul food episode it ain't making much sense to me.
Yeah, no, Toya's a vegan. Yes, Toya is a vegan, but she's had it. I had a different guest, Elise Ellis, a few episodes later about like talk shows and stuff. And she's never tasted meat at all. Like she's never tasted it. And I was like, that's crazy as shit. I didn't know that there were people that existed. Anyways, we're getting way off topic. Song of the week. We're gonna move on to song of the week. Okay, I'm gonna start this time because I just feel very strongly about my song of the week.
Okay.
Miss Avril Lavigne really be putting her foot in a lot of things that she creates.
Okay.
Happy Endings is just so visceral. Mm-hmm. Like she has a little key change. I will try to sing for y'all right now, but I really don't want to deafen you. So I'm gonna leave it be. But Miss Avril really put her whole motherfucking foot in Happy Endings, a fantastic song. It was in Bring It On, I believe, too. Mm. It was in Bring It On, the one with Solange. All of
them. Oh, and Hayden Panettiere.
And Hayden Panettiere, yeah.
Yes. Yep. What a time. Mm-hmm.
What a time.
Also
yeah. So that's my song. A good one. What y'all got?
I did a photo shoot semi-recently, and I was testing out what songs I should play in the background, and I did not particularly care for the disrespect that Kylie Minogue got. So I'm going with Kylie Minogue's Don't Want to Miss a Thing because it's just a fantastic song. Okay. It can play in the car. It could play at a Target. It could be anywhere. It could be on a catwalk. It could be at a photo shoot. It's a fantastic song. And shout out to Miss Kylie Minogue.
Okay.
Put it as part of this photo shoot playlist? Did you include it?
I did, but I stuck true to what I said I was going to do. And I just put the three that won at the top of the list. So it's Crystal Waters. I believe it was Mr. Vegas. And I don't remember the third song.
For reference, y'all, Kevin posted an Instagram story saying that he was doing a photo shoot for his job, and he was trying to curate a playlist that he could play while he was doing his photo shoot, and he gave us options, and whatever one is what he was going to put on the playlist. And
absolutely,
I guess Kylie Minogue was part of, you know, the options. She didn't like the way that Kylie was being
treated. I didn't like the treatment disrespect. She received. Did not like it. I didn't like the Jamiroquai disrespect either, but I just wanted to rep for Kylie.
One time it was important. Yeah. Thank you for doing that. We appreciate it. Kylie, if you're listening, listen, you're loved, okay? In the same way that we wouldn't let Kylie Jenner trademark her name.
Yeah. Only one Kylie.
Are you insane?
These here streets.
Like, do you know? But well, do you know?
Not. Somebody better motherfucking tell her. Somebody better tell her.
Remember when she tried to trademark or copyright, and then Kylie Minogue was like, hey, babes, you're new here.
Clearly you just arrived.
I'm the OG. That's cute.
Are you new here? Like,
yeah.
She said, shut this whole shit down. Shut this whole shit down. All absolutely not.
And
she
did.
And I stand an icon. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay. Boom. Sorry, something in my eye, y'all. But yes. Tiffany, what you got?
This is a very ghetto episode.
Hey, that's how I like it.
Listen. Okay, so while I was home in Atlanta, I don't know, I was feeling a little nostalgic. You know, I was in my high school room. I started listening to a lot of Demi Lovato again, and then I started listening to Jonas Brothers and Nick Jonas. So in conclusion, I just feel like Love Bug doesn't get the recognition it deserves. Now, listen, Jonas Brothers, they have a lot of good songs. They have Burning Up. They have a lot of songs. But Love Bug, I don't know. I love that song. And then the transition at the end is just so fun. But I was going through, I was on a repeat for about like 2 days of just Demi, Nick, Jonas Brothers, like was going just hopping album to album. So it was between that and then Kelly Clarkson's Never Again is what I was gonna say. Both of those are like, you know how you just want to like go scream sometimes? Like,
yeah,
that's what absolutely those songs are for. So
love a good scream.
Love a good scream.
Sure. Oh man.
Love Bug just never did it for me, which is funny because I know it did it for so many people. Like Love Bug is like a real top Jonas Brothers fave.
So good.
I think John Mayer made like an interpolation of Love Bug because he loved it so much. Like it's a very, very, very respected song. It just never did nothing for me. I'm like,
that's crazy.
I don't love this. So yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Sequoia. It's a bop.
Sorry to that song.
It's a bop.
Sorry to that song.
not bopping for me like that. Anyway, let's move on to the topic that we're all here for. What the niggas want, okay? I'm trying to give the niggas what they want. Okay? Now, I'm going to preface this. I don't like this game. No, it's not even the game. It's not even the game.
Kick you off your own podcast.
It's you niggas that I don't like playing this game with because y'all don't like to play by the rules. And I'm
girl,
not playing with
you
y'all.
You sound like somebody who lose.
And
this
I'm
is exactly like the loser clearly, energy. Y'all,
if y'all don't know how to play by the motherfucking rules. But anyways, let me first.
Here's the thing. You could give me any of the rules and I'm probably still going to win or come in second. Like, I'm going to win.
Ain't
it
no
coming
second, baby. You either win or lose, baby. Ain't no coming second.
Oh, I'm
second.
So sorry. What happens when you play? Oh, you don't play. You don't even play. So
yeah, because you got to keep going. You don't just somebody wins and it's like, well, we got to start over.
Exactly.
You keep going.
We done.
Exactly.
No, we're you keep done. Going.
Let me tell people what Uno is. I know if you listen to this podcast, you know what Uno is. But in case you don't, Uno, from Spanish and Italian for one, is an American shedding type card game that is played with a specifically printed deck. The game's general principles put it into the Crazy Eights family of card games, and it is similar to the traditional European game, Mau Mau. It has been a Mattel brand game since 1992. Okay. Now, here's where it gets interesting to me a little bit.
That's such
a good
year.
The game was Anyways, the game was originally developed in 1971 by Merle Robbins in Reading, Ohio, a suburb of Cincinnati. When his family and friends began to play more and more, he spent $8,000 to have 5,000 copies of the game made. He sold it from his barber shop at first, and then local businesses began selling it. Okay,
it was meant for black culture.
So don't that tell you culture. That that's a nigga? It's a white man. But I'm like, wow, this was really meant for black people in the barber shop.
I guess they get their haircut.
Like, I mean. I thought that white people went to like supercuts and like I thought they went to hairdressers. I didn't know they went to barbershops, but I guess. But yeah, imagine sitting in a barbershop and they come through a Uno. Like, I'd be coming through with the DVDs and shit. Yeah. Imagine they come through a Uno.
Selling juice and socks.
My kind of,
good stuff.
And Uno. That's my kind of energy. That's my kind of.
We should still do that.
Yeah.
We should. They really should. They should have different game packs of Uno in the trunk.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Would love that.
Yeah.
And also, RIP to the name Merle. I was thinking that's a very old name.
Doesn't it just sound black? Like Merle
Robbins? He does sound black.
Merle.
Yeah.
Like, that is such stuff. That's somebody's granddaddy.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, it's giving hot comb energy.
Like, I had to look him up. Like, I had to find his photo because at first Wikipedia was just telling me Merle Robbins. I said, oh, I know this a nigga. And he got the barbershop and whatever. And I looked and no. That was a whole white man.
A lot of energy, though.
Said, wow, he is the only one that, like, was really gunning for his invite to the cookout. And when we don't even invite, we don't even do that.
No, we don't.
He might have got one if we did.
Maybe.
He was trying to bring something to the table.
Yeah. He was literally bringing something to the table. Wow. Merle.
Yeah.
A legend. A king.
A late legend. I was going to say a living legend, but the man is dead. Anyways. Yeah,
obviously.
What was y'all's intro to Uno?
My aunt T used to have it at her house, and it was one of the many games that we would play over there. See, I can't even remember the other games because they are all irrelevant in comparison to Uno. So, like, I remember playing with the old Uno deck, like the original Uno deck. We played with those. I go that far back with it. So this was like, this was definitely in the 90s. It was definitely.
It was 92. Might have been 92.
It might have been 92. It could have been 92, 93. Somewhere in that range. It could absolutely be that. Go way back.
I think I first started playing Uno in elementary school. I used to, back when my mom was a single mom, have to do after school program. And so we had a lot of games. And so we definitely played Uno. We played Guess Who. We played Bop It while I was home recently. Love Bop It. Like, we're just a very game boards house. Didn't play Scrabble. But Guess Who and Uno were like my two favorites. The funny thing about Uno is everybody makes up, you know, rules. And so, like, we played, like, everywhere I go is played differently. So, I mean, but I still win, so.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
You know, as long as you establish the rules that you're playing by.
Before you start playing, that's the key.
That's all that matters. And also, as long as you are willing to acknowledge that Uno doesn't know how to play Uno.
No.
Once we sit at a table, we need that acknowledgement. Like, Uno, we all know Uno don't know how to play their own damn game.
Nobody asked
him. Merle.
Yeah, you see.
Exactly. God rest Merle's soul. But like, this he didn't play Uno.
Mind your business. Also, I'm about to send y'all song of the day. One of my favorite songs is called Uno Dos. You know, since we're staying on topic. just send it to you guys. It's one of my favorite songs.
Who is it by?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us more about Uno Dos.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. I think he's Brazilian. I think it's Teo, and Jaden Smith is also on it.
Oh, that song is fantastic. Kevin. That's one of my favorite songs. I literally listened to that song last week.
See? Kevin, you're right. Yes, it's so good. Yes, and when the beat changes, I love the beat change.
Yes.
Okay, that's highly recommended.
Chico Mata never dated.
Yes, I got you.
That sounds good. Just from right there, it sounds pretty good. I might hop in that.
True bop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Random streams. Yes, I don't know. I hope.
Yeah. Shout out to Teo. White song of the week.
White song of the week. Teo. I love that for him.
I don't know. He's like, he might be indigenous, but I don't want to get into that. So I don't know. I think he's Brazilian.
I don't want to get him wrong. Sorry, Teo.
Okay.
I don't know.
Brazilian song of the week.
Right. However, we want to go about it.
Smith is on it too.
Anna Brown. Shout out to Fogo the Child.
Smith Anna Brown. Yes.
When did, my introduction to Uno. I played with my mom and my brother, And that was always fine.
Okay? That's not enough people.
We was in the same house. I'm sorry that I didn't have a bunch of siblings, Tiffany. Like,
or friends. Or friends.
I'm sorry I didn't have no friends, Tiffany.
Or cousins or uncles or aunts.
Let me get there. So then I would play with my mom, my brother, and I was fine. But then the issues came when I would go to my grandma's house and I would have to play with my fucking cousins who...
Go ahead.
To play by their own rules.
What were the rules, Sequoia?
And they was always trying to, niggas always trying to stack, okay? And that's not how you play this game. Let me tell y'all what stacking is. According to the official Uno account on Twitter.
It's so crazy because I've never heard any of these rules.
Stacking is when someone plays a draw card and the next player tries to block it by stacking another draw card to avoid picking up cards. Uno's official account says you cannot do this. The next player must draw those cards and lose their turn.
Yeah, no one's
going to hear that. You niggas.
Yes, absolutely. Because you know what? We already established Uno don't know how to play their own damn game. I'm so sorry. Merle's my man, but you don't know how to play your own game.
Oh my God.
It also sounds like you're a victim of drawing 16. And, you know, it happens.
Let me tell you something. I'm not a victim of nothing because I'm a victim of we could fight. We could scrap right now.
If you pull out a draw four on me, guess what? If I have a draw four in my hand, babes, I'm pulling out another draw four. You gotta keep it coming. I'm not going out like a punk, okay?
And now I done flipped the motherfucking table over and now nobody having fun. And now nobody's having a good time because I flipped the table over.
That's crazy. Let me tell you, I love hitting it with a skip you, reverse back to me, draw four, uno out. Let me tell y'all.
Boom. That is uno, so uno out. Crazy. Are you listening to yourself right now?
It's a combination.
Are you hearing what you're saying right now?
I'm just like,
I heard it. I heard it and I agree.
It's a sickness. Mm-hmm. No.
It's a combination.
I got two yellow sixes, put them down. I got a yellow six, a blue six, and a red six, put them bitches down.
Are you putting down more than one card?
Because I'm trying to get to Uno. That's the point of the game.
Why are you trying to put down more than one card at once?
Have you played the Uno where it has like a card and you have to like switch hands with people? Because that would really make you want to fight.
No, I've never played that one. That one sounds fun, though.
There's ones where it'll tell you what to do, like action items, and some of them you write them in. And there's one where it's literally like switch hands with somebody. Now, I will say that has almost made me fight because imagine getting to Uno and making someone else draw 16 and then they give you that card.
That's
and then
you get. Trying to make people to make you draw 16. That's what you get. And that's how you should know the stacking is not allowed. Because now you're holding 34 cards in your hand.
Why is it my fault that you're not color coordinating properly? That's really what this is a game of, color coordination. It's not my fault that you can't keep up.
And this is the thing. A normal deck of cards has, 50 cards 52. In it or something like 52? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uno deck has well over 100 cards, 108, if I'm not mistaken.
It does.
It's meant to be stacked up. Like somebody's supposed to have 50 cards in their hand because they kept having to draw four and two and kept getting skipped. That's what that is for. Merle's like, you know what? I need to double this deck. I can't just go in here with 52 cards. I ain't basic.
Yep.
I got basic
around here.
Double we play up. With like three decks in our family. Like we have, because we're a family of like six all together, but four siblings. But yeah, we play with a minimum of four decks because they're like this thick all together.
Yeah,
gotta do it. I'll be ready for people to draw. I'll be in it for the long. Like, ooh, yes. I'll be ready. Like, ooh.
Because you have so many siblings, Sydney. What's the worst fight that you got in over a Uno game?
So my siblings, they get like really territorial about like you have to show all your cards, like you can't make it seem like, you know, whatever. And I just feel like you need to worry about your hand. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It gets pretty dicey. We're very competitive. But the last time we played Uno, I mean, listen, we love each other, but we're very much like you're on your own. What I don't like about playing with my siblings is when one person gets Uno, then everybody tries to dogpile on that person. And I'm like, well, while y'all are dogpiling on that person, then everybody else is moving closer to Uno. So I'm like, why are you giving me this energy? Because usually I'm the first one to reach Uno. Somebody else catches up. And I'm like, now we've let Naya win because y'all was over here trying to make me draw eight. and now she got Udo. So, but yeah, my mom be getting salty. My mom be getting salty, knocking some decks down. Actually, out of all the siblings, it's really mom. And then Caleb, he'll try to just sneak in, my little brother, he'll just try to sneak in things that you're just like, that's definitely a 9, that's a 6. That don't go together.
They put
the innovation. The innovation by Merle.
With the line.
It could all be so simple.
Yeah. The line
it could all be so simple. Merle got it. Merle knew what time it was. He was like, enough of the nonsense, enough of the chaos.
Enough of the nonsense. There's not no 6 or 9. You know what it is.
You know what it is.
Yeah. I would say too, just like the anger that comes with having to draw. It's just like, just pick it up, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to keep having to do this. And then sometimes you play Uno where it's like, do you keep drawing? Like, if you need a yellow, do you keep drawing till you get a yellow, or do you just draw once?
Exactly. What's your strategy? What you got?
I'm just going to draw.
I'm in it for the long haul. Okay with like keep drawing. Like, I feel absolutely. Like it's fun, but not everybody likes winners. To play like that. Yeah. Not everybody likes to play like that, but I'm just like, I'm like, okay, if they put down this card, this is what I'm going to do. If they put down this card, oh, we reversed. I made them my enemy the first game. Yeah. So now they've reversed it. So now I got to be careful. I got to get this reverse in early because I want them to take it out on me. It's all about strategy.
You know? Exactly. And you need to be prepared for everything.
Might pick
something up. It's like, you know what? This is a blue draw too, but I ain't got enough other blue cards. So let me pick up a few more blue cards because I might need to bridge to that blue draw too.
Exactly.
Bung, bung. Exactly. It's all about the strategy, and you gotta play it out. Gotta see it through, my boy.
I would love to know, you draw cards, right? Or you get your first 7 cards. I don't know, Sequoia, you led with this, but you pick 7, you get 7 cards for Uno. You get a draw 4 in your first hand.
Mm-hmm.
When do you use it? I'm just curious.
You save it. You gotta save it.
Yes.
You want to Uno and Uno out immediately. You need that bridge to Uno out. You need to save that. That's your bridge. That's your exit strategy.
Agreed.
Hi, this is Biz, and this is the final season of One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. This is going to be a year of celebrating all that makes this podcast and this community magical.
I'm so glad that I found your podcast.
I just cannot thank you enough for just being the voice of reason as I'm trying to figure all of this out.
Thank you, and cheers to your incredible show and the vision you had to provide this space for all of us.
This is still a show about life after giving life. And yes, there will be swears. You can find us on MaximumFun.org. And as always, you are doing a great job.
All right, class, tomorrow's exam will cover the science of perfect pitch, the history of pride flags, and speedrunning video games. Any questions? Ah, yes, you in the back.
What is this?
It's the podcast Let's Learn Everything,
where we learn about science and a bit of everything else.
My name's Tom. I study cognitive and computer science, but I'll also be your teacher for intermediate emojis.
My name's Caroline, and I did my master's in biodiversity conservation, and I'll be teaching you intro to things the British Museum stole.
My name's Ella. I did a PhD in stem cell biology, so obviously I'll be teaching you the history of fan fiction.
Class meets every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
So do I still get credit for this?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
It's a podcast.
Agreed. And I feel like if we're playing Uno and the first card you deal out is a draw 4, that lets me know either you're bad at Uno or your hand is so bad that you didn't need this draw 4, and I'm scared.
Yeah.
Like, it sets the tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you got a lot, but you know, and then 8 could be in there. You know what I'm saying? You might get another draw 4, you know? Mm-hmm. So you gotta save that. You gotta save your regular wild. Mm-hmm. You just got to save those kind of cards because you never know when you might need them later on in the game. And it's usually just to get yourself out.
I think we should just talk about the betrayal, though. There's something about Uno that makes people feel like they're being betrayed. And it's specifically with skips and draw 4s where people are just like, I can't believe you did that to me. And I'm like, why not?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I do that to you? This is a game. This is, honestly, I mean, it's pretty close to life or death. I mean,
they're right. There's no civility.
Pretty close. Pretty close to life and death. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty friendly, but when it comes to Uno, babes, it's it's every man for himself. Okay. Yeah,
exactly.
I gotta drop four for you. I gotta drop four for you. I gotta drop four for you.
Absolutely. Anybody can get it. Anybody can get it.
Anybody.
No. Kevin, what's the worst fight that you've been in over Uno? Have you gotten into any fights? Has it ever escalated to now we got a problem?
Nah, it has not escalated into we got a problem, which is honestly surprising because we played a lot in high school, like at the lunch table. And
at the lunch table?
Yeah, so fights were like notorious to happen there.
I'm shocked that it was no
fight. You know what? We were serious players, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Adrian come, he bring the deck out. Usually two. He usually got two. You know, which is good enough for a lunch table, you know what I'm saying? Probably like 6-7 people going to play at one time. You know, get in on it until they got to go back to class or whatever. But you know, no, luckily there was no fights over that. There was many fights over many things. But right. Uno wasn't one of them because, okay, you know what? We knew how to play and we were serious about our craft.
Okay? Is Uno the great unifier?
No, it's a divider. No, it's a divider.
No, no, no. That's why it's called Uno, because it makes us one.
One.
It makes us one.
Oh, my wow. God.
That's why it's called Uno.
Put that on the box, Kevin.
Come on.
That. Put that on the box.
That's really good.
I'm a Merle man. And me and Merle... Right,
you and Merle are here.
Y'all, me and Merle, right there. Close, locked in.
So I know earlier you were talking about black sounds, and while you were saying lunch, it just made me think of your pencils on the table. So add that to your list.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Like niggas really thought they was Metro Boomin in the gas.
Yeah.
They did. Yeah.
Who they really thought they was Pharrell trying to they do damn grinding.
Because they definitely thought they was Pharrell.
Pharrell? And then, since I'm older than you guys, so I remember when Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See Busta Rhymes came out, everybody was doing that on the bus seats, on the lunch tables. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
I don't know.
Oh my God. That one was going crazy. In 98, 97, that was going nuts.
We weren't there. We wasn't outside, but we was there.
Y'all wasn't outside yet. You weren't quite outside. Yeah.
I would get into it so badly with my younger cousin. Oh, it was fun. Like that, it wasn't even like a joke. It wasn't even fun. It was like, I think this is why I'm triggered by the game. I played it for like the first time in a good while. Probably like 2 weeks ago at my boyfriend's family's house. They had a bunch of games. They had a cousin's game night, a bunch of games laid out. And I see Uno and I don't fucking want to play it because I don't like playing the game, right? And so I'm suggesting any other game on the table. I'm like, oh, let's do What Do You Mean? And they're like, what about Uno? And I'm like, please, absolutely, something else. Please. So I just come clean. I'm like, y'all, I actually don't like Uno. Let's play something else. You think they gave a fuck?
You should say you didn't know how to play.
And why would they? That's the thing. Why would they?
He says, so anyways, we're going to bust out this Uno. And we did. And I played. And I won, of course, because I'm good at it. I just don't fucking like playing the goddamn game.
Why is she trying to treat Uno like it's like kung fu skills? It's like, I got to get my hands registered.
I don't want to bust it out.
Yeah, you know everybody. What I'm saying? I'm not doing it. I'm not playing for me. I'm not playing for you. I don't like the way it makes you feel.
I don't want to do this to you. I don't want to have to do it. I don't have to do it on them, but I did it. And, you know, took the dub home, of course, because that's what we do around here. But, I didn't enjoy it like I wanted to. Because I'm triggered. Because my little cousin, we used to really be, like, hands up.
We can flop it out. And if you did, then we can shoot it out.
Is that the one?
Yeah. Yes. I'm like, no, we used to be in grandma's house.
You're funny. Yeah.
Behind, not a joke to us.
Yeah, out of all the cousins, I can see her fight over Uno. That's fair.
And I die for this shit, too.
Yeah. I get into fight or flight. When I see the Uno deck come out, I'm like, okay, so we about to, somebody's about to get harmed. Fight.
No, okay.
Somebody's it's a trick get, for you.
It's a, you know, I'm like, no, so I don't feel trying to play this.
So do you not, you don't count Spanish either?
Tiffany, enough.
Fucking Spanish. Uno is the knuck if you buck of card games.
Not spades?
Yeah. No, because, like, it sounds like
people don't be getting into it with hands like that.
Really? I don't know.
Spades is arguably a blacker game, though.
But not everybody plays spades.
Exactly. I feel like there's more.
I was gonna say. Is it the younger people spades? Is Uno the younger black folks spades? Because a lot of us can't play spades, but we can.
You can make
Uno.
A case. You could make a case, but like I said, I got the Uno cards from my auntie's house. So like,
right. Yeah.
I started Uno with older people. Mm-hmm. So that's just how I came into the game.
And old people do love it still.
They do. They like them from Uno.
And Uno is one of those, it's like universal, I think, in any language. And also like, it's different from spades, whereas like, you know, Uno is an actual game versus spades. You just play with a deck of cards. And unfortunately, somebody has to like teach it to you and people be gatekeeping. I get spades now. I'm not good at it, but like, I can do a little something. But yeah, Uno, I don't know. You said, is it the unifier? I mean, it does bring people together, but it also divides people. So like, you know?
Yeah. What's your favorite Uno card? What's your favorite card to throw down?
The blue skip.
Why the blue one in particular?
Because she giving niggas the blues. You mean this on a visceral level?
Tell him again, Kev. Tell him again. Mm-hmm.
Blues. BB King. The thrill is gone.
Mess.
Go away from me.
This man. Kevin, what's your favorite?
I'm going to go with the draw four because it's classic, it's iconic.
You're a menace.
And it just caught it. You know, the good thing, going back to what I was talking about before, the draw four on the way out, it's like, I ain't even got to deal with this. Y'all fight amongst yourselves. Right. I'm out. Go ahead.
I hear you on that, but the fun thing about skips is one, it can keep going, and two, you know, you can play with five people. Mm-hmm. If you have four skips, it's back to you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's like the cool thing about skips. Because like absolutely. Draw fours only affect for the most part the person next to you unless they have another draw four and keep it going. But like skips, you can hand them out to everybody, you know what I'm saying?
That's why you got to make sure. That's why you got to make sure the person you don't like the most is the person to the right of you. Right. You got to make sure they're right there,
or the left, depending on if you reverse or.
It could have been reverse. Somebody could have dropped the reverse. Yeah. I love when it's down to just the two people, and then just like the skips and reverses start coming out, and it's like they don't even mean they don't mean what they used to mean, but they're powerful. They're arguably more powerful when it's just the two people left. Because like I'll skip you again, reverse back to me again. Draw four on that. Because it's my turn. Now you can't argue about the rules at that point.
Exactly.
Because
you can't argue about the rules that heavily. Like it's just like it is what it is. It's fine.
That's right. One on one combat.
The Libra Tiffany's favorite card is the skip card, aka the you do nothing card. That's what the card is.
What does that mean?
The Libra, like such a passive, like the Libras love like a passive aggressive ass. Here, take this. Versus Kevin, the Taurus, says, pick up every fucking card that you possibly can.
Are you reading our tarot right now?
Yes,
wrong cards.
Yeah. Wrong cards. Okay. You can get these hands, but not that hand of cards.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. All the Uno puns. I love it.
So good. You got another one? Draw another one. No, Sequoia, what's your favorite card?
My favorite Uno card.
Is it a green something?
I love a wild card. I love and you know, running shit. And I also like a draw two. Because it's just a little taste, you know, the person that gets to draw two, they mad, but they not draw four mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they can be easily distracted by somebody else with a different vendetta or something. Mm-hmm. You can get away with that. You can sneak it in there, whatever, a little draw two. They might forget about it by the next round. You cool. Nobody forgetting about no damn draw four.
Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Making an enemy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so true.
But the best way to deploy the draw two is when you have multiple draw twos. Exactly. But you got to give the time. You draw to draw two, boom. Oh, man, I'm drawing two. Wait. There's another draw two for you. And you know what? I had a yellow draw two for that ass too. Because it's also very important which color combination you put in these cards out there. You know what I'm saying?
Because if you keep getting wilds and changing the color to a color that doesn't benefit me, when it gets to my turn, I'm coming for you.
Absolutely.
Also, I feel like it's very Gemini of you to say a draw two because, you know, it can be two sides. So
it is. I saw that.
Doing the astronomical knowledge today.
Astronomical. Okay. That's a new one. Is that what they be saying in Florida?
Absolutely. You know, we can't talk. Our education system is terrible.
I'm so sorry.
And it's even worse now. We see. Yeah, I'm not even going to get into it. Yeah.
Right. We could get into the politics of it all, but we don't have to. So,
We'll just ignore it. Yeah. I would love to live in Florida again, but I just can't.
the way that they look in, it's a little tough.
You know what's crazy? Hold on. I got to say one last thing about Florida. One of the craziest things about how far right Florida has gone is that one of the governors when I was there was a Republican. He had to run as a Democrat against Ron DeSantis. That's how far things have gone out of control that the Republican became the Democrat in the, I don't even know what you would call the Ron DeSantis types at this point, but it went way right.
Y'all got wild card. They threw a wild card
on our state.
Hey. Right, they did.
Let the record show Barack Obama did win Florida.
Oh, I love that for you. Know what I'm saying? I'm happy.
It was a blue state. When I was there, it was a blue state.
Back in my day. When we played Uno by the rules.
Me and Merle.
Okay. Do we have any working theories as to why Black people in particular like Uno so much?
Because it gives us a place to get out aggression. And there's a lot of aggressiveness that comes with playing Uno. It's almost like a card version of dominoes where, you know, you just like,
I might bang one on you.
I might bang one on you.
I felt threatened. That felt the whole.
But you know what I'm saying? It's an aggressive game, and Black people like aggressive games because sometimes we have so much pent up energy. It has to come out somewhere. We wanted to come out in a positive place. You know, you don't have to get a gun and shoot anybody. Go play some Uno. I don't want to have to be the one to call the cops on you.
We see what Kevin was going through as a teenager. Okay?
Absolutely. Oh my.
And then Florida streets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those people are crazy. I don't know if you knew that.
Different kind of crazy in Florida.
Absolutely. My heritage, whatever, Confederate flag people, just the crazy Black people. It's a hodgepodge of nutsness.
I know about them too, being from Georgia, and I went to Auburn University in Alabama. So, man, been through that.
Yeah.
I was going to say with Uno, since we're talking about Alabama, as, you know, the famous Ricky Bobby said, if you're not first, you're last. I like playing Uno because I like to be number one. So I think, you know, as a Black person, you know, I just like winning. That's why I like it. But it's also just fun to like gather around the table, like, you know, with your family and friends and just like let loose. And like you guys said, it's a game that like most people know how to play. And so like, that's just always fun. But I mean, for the most part, it's been like fun fights. I don't think we've had like people getting like for real violent. it's always a good time.
I have a theory that Black people, and maybe this is just my family, like card games with like the four colors. Like my family really liked Sorry as well.
I love Sorry.
I really like Sorry.
I love Sorry.
And it had like the same little color scheme going on.
Yeah,
it's something about that.
We used to do a lot of me and my mom would do a lot of Trouble, which has also the same.
I love Trouble.
The Pop-O-Matic Bubble.
Wow, I'm having flashbacks. We also played Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Oh, wow.
I love Hungry Hungry. Iconic.
And then Candyland. That was a big one.
I think that was my first love right there. Yeah. Like that was, I love Candyland. Monty Bobby had Candyland in her house, and I would just love to go over there and play that Candyland. Oh my God.
Connect Four. And then I would say Mancala, which I love Mancala. Love Mancala.
And also, you should do just a Connect Four episode, honestly.
I'm pretty good at Connect Four.
Love Connect Four.
Kanye and Beyonce, but Beyonce beat Kanye. Just throw that out.
You heard? I never heard nothing about that.
You didn't. There's like a clip in it from one of her, I think, documentaries. But yeah, there's this picture of her being like this because she won, and he was just like.
There's this like NBA player, well, former NBA player. He was like a Connect Four master, and he'd just be like beating people after games and whatnot at Connect Four. Rajon Rondo, shout out to Rondo. I believe him and his girlfriend got into some kind of altercation. So I don't know which side of the game. I don't know if I should be supporting him or not. So we're just gonna leave that there.
We support black women on this podcast.
I don't know if she. I believe what the story was they beat up somebody as a tandem. I believe that's what the story is. They're kind of into it. It's kind of romantic.
It's kind of couple goals. I actually don't know the story, y'all. I'm sorry. If it's actually something really bad. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Right. If it's actually something really bad, we obviously don't condone.
Don't joke about domestic violence.
Right.
But if it was racism, well, it's not.
But if it was two niggas against some racism.
Hey. They had it coming, just like the draw four. I'm sorry. I had to. I'm sorry.
Just like the draw four.
I appreciated it.
The Uno puns is everywhere. Wow.
I appreciate it.
How easily they land.
I love that. I'm also looking this up. Rajon Rondo and his girlfriend sued for $1 million over July fight in parking garage.
Over Joloff fight?
And it was here in Los Angeles.
They was fighting over Joloff?
Possibly. Who knows?
He's in the parking garage.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you never know what.
She heard Joloff. She hungry.
Yeah. I really am. I don't think I have anything else about Uno. Do y'all have any last little tidbits, thoughts, feelings, opinions that you would like to share about Uno before we hit him with the outro?
Uno is just a fantastic game. It means so much to me and my community. It's awesome that it's a game that's simple. You can pick it up easily. Anybody can play it, any age. If you 5 and you want to jump in and get these hands, you could get these hands.
They don't discriminate.
They don't discriminate at all.
I just sent y'all a funny Uno meme. That's the other thing. I can't stand when they be like, let the baby play and don't go. No, they don't need to play. They can play another round. Like, go nice on them. No. For what?
Absolutely not. Yeah.
See, like, just that's not how the world works.
Of somebody putting down a wild card. Y'all know the wild cards that you can decide like what it stands for, like it's empty or whatever. This shit says pick up the whole fucking deck, nigga. Somebody put that down. If somebody put that down to me, I'm telling you, we're fighting. Like, it's not a joke. Like, y'all think this shit is sweet. Y'all think this shit is funny. Now we're actually fighting, and now what?
If I was a rapper, get that as a chain. That's amazing. I would get a chain that said, pick up the whole deck, nigga.
Pick up the whole deck. Don't worry about why I got that just casually on my phone.
Why do you have the Uno?
As you should, but I mean, I appreciate it, honestly, because you know, usually, which I do love the other ones where it's like, do something crazy or draw 25. We love that one, but this is new innovation.
That's pretty innovative. Speaking of memes, and speaking of y'all right now, Tiffany has on a strong black lead hat. While I was researching this episode, I went on Twitter, I typed in black people in Uno, and a strong black lead.
I wrote that.
Tiffany, who runs the strong black lead account, had tweeted about Uno.
Queen Latifah.
Yes.
It's Queen Latifah. I know
tell
exactly.
Tell him, Tiffany.
No. No.
No.
No.
It was Queen Latifah. And the meme was like black people playing Uno, and it was a photo of Queen Latifah, and she said, "I make my own rules," or some shit like that. "I make up the rules," something like that. I said exactly. And this model play with y'all. And here it is. So you know. So you even know.
Yeah.
You done implicated yourself. You done tweeted from the account. It's a paper trail.
That was a good tweet. But that's so funny. I have nothing to say.
Yeah. Well, expect a Uno.
Uno out.
Uno out. Expect a Uno meme coming from the MeUndies Twitter account tomorrow.
Wow. Oh my God.
Devin, who runs MeUndies, keep a lookout, y'all, for MeUndies. Okay.
Keep an eye out.
Coming, okay.
Also, have a very infamous early TikTok Uno video. Early TikTok when me and Sequoia was manning the brother account. Have an early one. Wow. It was literally about me throwing the instructions to Uno away. It was like me. It was a song. It was like a sound. It was like throw it away, and it was like the proper way to play Uno. And I just like throw the instructions over my shoulder.
I also have an Uno TikTok. I will share it.
These two people to come on the Uno episode, y'all. They take this shit very seriously.
Are we the same person? I think mine was me. Like me playing with my sister and her getting mad when I put down like 5 draw 4s or something like that. I think that's what it is.
Oh, you know what? Also, there's another infamous Uno story. Me and my friend Penny will play Uno, and I made a video of us playing Uno. And one of these companies that buys like people's viral videos, they bought it from me. Yeah, for like $500.
Wow. Okay.
This is a video of us playing Uno. Back before I knew that I shouldn't be selling my videos to these companies. But, right. You know, I made a little bet. I needed it at that time. I was hungry.
I mean, that's fair.
That was first got to LA.
Yeah.
First, yeah.
Do what you got to do.
I needed it. I needed that. I need that grip.
Oh, I'm looking at Tiffany's TikTok. I'm not watching.
That's enough Uno stuff for me.
My little sister after I...
This is one of my very, very first TikToks.
Not your first TikTok being about Uno, see? Y'all really about this life for real. And I appreciate y'all for it. The world Absolutely. Will not turn without the Uno lovers.
There's my old TikTok, you know what I'm saying? 200,000, something light.
Yeah, okay. I'm not on your level, but I'm gonna go look.
Something light. I ain't wanna kill him with it.
We're giving you free social posts right now. You could easily be like, but you know, you don't gotta post my stuff.
It's going on. What's up? We up with it, okay?
Yeah. I gotta send you the original. God, we don't need those people's watermark on my
No, account. That's right.
No,
absolutely not.
Oh yeah, you could just shoot me the original. That thank you.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, you get the original.
Exclusive. Moving it process.
Yeah. No. Yeah, they stole my account. We don't have to get into it.
Oh no, they.
Well, you see the name on the account. It is not Brother HQ.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep. Saw that happen as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, thank you for joining me on this episode. It has been fantastic. I will say I'm happy to play Uno with y'all anytime, but I still don't know if that's true. I think for my birthday here. This upcoming year, I think I'm just gonna do like a game night. And maybe Uno will be there, maybe not. Very unclear.
Okay.
We'll see. Y'all, tell them where they can find you if they're looking for you on the socials.
Well, I'm Kevin Chestnut, and you can find me all over the glorious internet at Kev Chestnut. Whatever social media app you want to pick up, you just type in at Kev Chestnut. Maybe you want to just use Google and you just want to type in. I wonder what would happen if I type in at Kev Chestnut. You know what's going to happen? Everything's going to pop up and it's going to be me because I have locked down that name on every social media account. And that's right. It's going to be me.
Nice. Nice.
Okay. Just followed at Kev Chestnut.
Absolutely.
Cool. This was lovely. This is my first time meeting Kevin, but I feel like I also feel like you don't play Uno in Paris, but if there ever were a time I needed to like tag team with somebody, I see that Kevin is my man.
Bong.
You know, he got me. anyways, handles. All my handles are at Tiffany _ Sheri, Sheri. And that's it. That's where you can find me. Thank you for having me today.
Of course. Thank you for coming back. Both of y'all returning guests. Bada boom, bada bing. You know where you can find me at BPLP Pod across all social media platforms, or you can email me at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com. You can email me anything, potential guests, potential topics, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Thank you, Pat.
You should be emailing Sequoia and telling her that she should be having Kevin back before 200 episodes go by, or how many episodes went by. Invited back. There's been guests who's been on multiple times, 3-4 times. They're like, dang, nobody even hit me up at all. I'm just sitting here rocking my little baby. I'm like, oh my goodness.
I feel like I did hit you up one time and you were busy. I feel like it was one time.
I've never been busy.
I've never been busy. That's crazy.
I have a baby. I don't be anywhere but here. This is where I am. I'm home.
That's why I put the little form together so I can know y'all's interests, so I can figure out when I can have y'all back. Bada boom.
Uno out.
Uno out. Bye, y'all.
Uno out.